The month of Elul. When the Mittler Rebbe was 5 years old, he studied under Reber the Melamed in the home of Reb Avram the doctor. Once he overheard Reb Avram bemoaning, "We are already far into Elul, but I have not yet prepared the leeches." Leeches were used for healing purposes and were only out during the warm summer months. When the Mittler Rebbe came home after Cheder, he used to spend time in the company of the Chassidim who were in the room next to the Alter Rebbe's room. One day he saw them sitting around and talking when they suddenly began to laugh. Hearing them, the young boy reprimanded them, "We are deep into Elul, you haven't yet prepared the leeches, yet you sit here laughing," and he left the room. They immediately assumed that this was a vart he had heard from his father, the Alter Rebbe, and began to think deeply into its meaning. They concluded that just as leeches are used to draw out a patient's diseased or overheated blood, during the month of Elul, one should do away with one's negative desires in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. When word of their discussion reached the Alter Rebbe, he said, "Such is the way of the Baal Shem Tov, to learn a lesson in Avodas Hashem from every physical thing that one sees or hears. Whoever follows this path and uses all physical things for Avodas Hashem will instill in himself and in his descendants a spark of inspiration in Avodas Hashem." Chassidim recall that Rosh Hashanah the floor was wet with tears from the impact of the Mittler Rebbe's vort, and on Simchas Torah the shoes of the Chassidim were worn out and torn by exuberant dancing inspired by the Alter Rebbe's promise. The Chassid Reb Folek Khan related, "Once as I was sitting alone, I heard the Rebbe Rashab muttering to himself, 'It's Elul in the world, and time is just flying away.' Hearing these words, a shiver went down my spine. When I later shared this experience with my fellow Chassidim, they all told me, 'Don't you understand? The Rebbe was speaking to you.'" During the month of Elul, the Rebbeim would be preoccupied with their personal avodah, leaving less time than usual for correspondence. Chassidim would therefore keep their correspondence to a minimum to allow the Rebbe to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. The month of Elul is called the month of Tshuva. It is a most auspicious time to make a cheshbin and to correct whatever needs to be corrected. For this reason, we sound a shofar to awaken us to do Tshuva. Though we are assured that during this month Hashem greets us lovingly, nevertheless, it is incumbent upon us to reveal those 13 Midas HaRachamim through davening, learning, and Tshuva. In the year Tofresh Tzadik Zayin, at the request of the Papa Rebbe, the Friedeke Rebbe wrote a letter addressed to all Talmidei Yeshivas, arousing them to prepare fittingly for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The month of Elul is a time for accounting of the past year, when one regrets whatever was negative, and commits to fulfill mitzvahs behider, to be diligent in one's Torah and davening, and to cultivate Midas Tovos. The Baal Shem Tov taught that the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur depends on one's Avodah during the month of Elul and the week of Slichas. One's emphasis should be on learning Chassidus and other Sfarim that will heighten his Yirah Shemayim. As to the Talmidim of Tim Chitmimim, the Friedeke Rebbe required that they increase their learning of Chassidus and daven deliberately. What matters most is not the study, but the Chejbin HaNefesh at night and in the morning. Every individual should arouse his friend concerning Midas Tovus and commitment to proper conduct. During the month of Elul, one should designate more time for davening than usual. The Rebbe writes that similarly in the realm of Torah learning, one should learn those areas of Torah which focus on Avodas Hashem and those Maimarim of Chassidus which arouse one to do tshuva. The Chassid Reb Avram Pariz was in charge of the Pidyon Shvuyim Fund in Lubavitch. One day in Elul, the Rebbe Rashab sent him on a mission to Vitebsk and requested that while there he should buy a Tehillim for him. The Rebbe then added with a smile, "Now is the season for it." We have a tradition from the Baal Shem Tov who heard it from his Rebbe Achia Shiloini that each day of Elul on Aseres Yimei Tshuva we should recite 3 kapitlach of Tehillim and a few more on Yom Kippur, which concludes the Sefer. During this month, it is the custom of Anshei Maaseh to check their tefillin and mezuzahs and any other mitzvah that needs attention. The Rebbe urged that this directive be widely publicized. During the month of Elul and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we bench one another with brachas for Ksiva V'Chsim HaToivo and Lashon HaToivo Mesukah. This exchange of brachas, which should be done both in speech and in writing, increases the brachas that Hashem bestows upon Yidin.